All right, we've got about an hour to go here on the Hot Talk Morning Show for another broadcast week. And before we wrap it up, lots of holiday events going on around our area. Big ups to our callers, as always, our texters at 839-9950. And through our local business spotlight, our friend Ron Ofer, who we talk with through SCORE, is with us alongside Melissa Beers. They are the owners of My Journey Begins Travel, and while your holiday travel plans are likely settled, and whether you be staying here or heading out of town, never a dull time or the right wrong time to plan. In fact, I was just talking briefly real quick before we jumped on the air as we welcome Ron and Melissa into the show. Sorry, just getting your microphones up. Baseball season, once it wraps up in the spring, family's going on a vacation. We didn't take a vacation this year in the summer for one reason or the other. And we're going to go to you, myjourneybeginstravel.com. Ron, Melissa, good to see you. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to meet you, too.
You're hiding behind the computer screen.
Yes,
you know,
by
no fault of your own, but nonetheless. I'm reading through your website. You were featured in the Wall Street Journal, Melissa?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
All right. And based on your love for travel?
Yes. I love travel. I've always loved to travel. When I was young, I wasn't able to travel, so when I got old enough and established my career, that was my lifetime dream, is to travel the world and see it in the eyes of an adult and try to put myself as a child looking at that.
Mm. With that said, I mean, I'll take experiences and memories, near and far, way over material items, and I think for a large portion of people as they grow, they would rather have that rather than the junk piling up inside the garage, spending $59 a month in some storage unit down the street from your house. Would you agree with that assessment, Ron, in terms of, growing and wanting to see different things rather than being stuck for one reason or the other at home?
I would agree. I think that also as you get older, you gain that perspective, as you pointed out. And, we've got people who have already downsized to move down here. I don't think they want to re-upsize in buying trinkets. I think they want to enjoy life's experiences, and sometimes that includes multi-generational experiences too.
MyJourneyBeginsTravel.com is their website. You began this business and endeavor back in 2019. We can talk through, obviously what had transpired in the aftermath of 2019, obviously the shutdown of travel and, much of the world for quite some time. But why in 2019 did we, create the motivation and inspiration to start a travel agency?
Well, I'll get us started, but Melissa has to add to the answer. We're really just talking about where our lives were going to go. And I knew that Melissa had worked in travel before, working Disney bookings, and I think she can pick it up from here. But I always had the passion but never did it as a career, and Melissa had done it as a career, so we decided to blend the two.
That's correct. I was a Disney specialist. I booked for Walt Disney World, and I also booked for Disney Cruises. And we were sitting on the couch one night, and we decided what we were going to do for the rest of our lives, and especially when I want to quit the medical field, what would I like to do? What do I like to enjoy? And that's when I said, I really like booking people's trips and helping them experience memories and with their loved ones, with their friends, experiencing the world. And then that's when we came up in a matter of 2 hours and we got a company.
And sure, we were gung-ho for not even a full year, and then the world shut down to travel. And that was really, honestly, miserable and depressing because we had such energy in it. Well, it was hard to even look at that, Joe, but coming out of it has been so awesome.
I know we talk with you, obviously, in the work that you do to help small businesses navigate all the different obstacles, hurdles, through SCORE, which provides advice free of charge to small business owners around our area. And you join us quite often to highlight all the different services that you provide. So couple that with her love for travel and her experience. I mean, sort of a match made in heaven, so to speak, and able to hit the ground running despite, obviously the issue that came up the year after you began your business.
Heaven on earth here in Myrtle Beach.
We're talking with Melissa Beers and Ron Ofer of My Journey Begins Travel, myjourneybeginstravel.com. All right, so how did you navigate the year 2020? Was it just sort of, hey, we're done, or were you starting to quickly look at different places that were opening up and how you could potentially get people who wanted to go, or was it just pretty much a shutdown?
Kind of all of the above, but at the beginning it was really a shutdown, and we were posting updates on the website for where you could go or what to do or what to look out for, and starting to build a little bit of a following. But didn't necessarily want to be known as the COVID experts. We were hoping that cruises would start again. I mean, it's almost hard to believe how shut down we were in a lot of the world. And yet, I know my daughter, she went to Mexico for a month, but she couldn't get into Europe. So it was one of these weird things.
Melissa, you know, sort of on that note, as we live in a tourism destination, we live in a place where people want to vacation. So how did that sort of couple with the way you were going to work and navigate this trend? Obviously, we got a growing area, you know, and an aging population in our region. Was that sort of the obviously key? Hey, let's play off.
Yeah, there is a lot of retired people here, and retired people love to travel.
We're here for you.
Yes. They love to see the world. They don't have to work anymore. They can go with, you know, just their spouse, their friends. And we're also seeing a lot more multi-generation trips being booked with experiences so they can experience with their grandchildren and their loved ones as well.
I mean, we're destinations all over, huh? I mean,
all
over, wherever.
Coming out, you know, cruises in Europe really were is still very big, very tight availability. Longer lead times to plan trips. We're seeing it. Used to be you waited till the end and you got a bargain. And now it's like your best bargain is generally when they open up the sales and the price just keeps going up the longer you wait. But I did want to point out on Myrtle Beach, we also are thinking about how to help inbound travelers. And so we started a Myrtle Beach landing page and adding some features from some of the main attractions who are happy to have us create a blog post for them free of charge. So if you're out there listening, any of you main attractions, I know we've got one coming up. We'll tease on Skywheel. We took the sunrise flight with them, and that was just spectacular. Anyone who's not done that, really, even locals should try that out. It's beautiful.
Given some of your, you know, business background, Ron, how important is it always to be, you know, willing to have an open mind, adapt and adjust, you know, based on the circumstances that are present to make sure, you know, that you're continuing to, you know, live out this sort of dream that you've got now?
I almost should let my wife and business partner answer that because she's the one that naturally is gifted with that. I've had to adjust my thinking over time to understand that there's possibilities around every corner.
So, and, Melissa, can you teach an old dog new tricks? Have you
been
able to do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. To his chagrin, I mean, how has that worked in that you've been able to, you know, obviously navigate some career changes yourself, Melissa, but, you know, to work, obviously, with someone that you live with that could have its own challenges in and of itself.
Or travel with someone you live with.
Or travel.
You said there was one place you want to talk about before the segment was done that we went to on our honeymoon, so I want to give you the chance to tie that in.
Well, we do work in different areas of the travel business. I do more of the family planning as far as when it comes to, like, if a family wants to book to New York and have an experience with all the Broadway shows, or they want to go to California to Disneyland, Universal Studios. I do more of that package deals. Ron does more of catering to the specific needs of concierge travel is what I like to put forward to.
A lot of customization, a lot of asking the right questions to get a sense of, what they want. What do you want? But you also wanted to talk about Ashford Castle real quick.
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, he planned a wonderful trip for our honeymoon, and the it was
How'd
great.
How'd that all work out? Oh, it was great?
Yeah, it was great. Right. It was great. He did everything for me because I'd never been to Europe or Ireland to be precise. And when we went to Ireland, we went to Ashford Castle, which is in Cong. And it's a very unique experience. It's a medieval castle type of a five-star hotel. It's got Victorian style to it. You can live there probably for a whole month.
And if you can afford it.
If you can afford it, and there's something new to do every single day. They have a cinema there. They have billiards there. They have golf there. It's just an amazing place to be, and you can learn so many different things there.
I think there's actually more staff than guests. It's probably even more one-to-one ratio. It's just you're so weighted on hand and foot. It really is like you have the royal treatment, literally.
MyJourneyBeginsTravel.com. We're talking with the owners of this local travel agency, Melissa Beers and Ron Ofer. What's the top three or four or five? And I guess it's dependent on whether it's a family sort of escapade, or if it's just maybe a couple or some friends. What are the? I guess maybe we'll dig into those specifics in terms of the top maybe A, B, and C destinations that people are calling you about.
I'll start on that, and then Melissa can maybe fill in the gaps. Europe is incredibly popular coming out of COVID. Italy is very popular. Ireland, Portugal, for having been under the radars for so long, is very popular, as well as Greece and Spain. Then you get a cold snap, like what we're experiencing now, and all of a sudden our Myrtle Beach, Grand Strand people are looking to go to the Caribbean and seeing what they can do if they don't already have something planned to somewhere warm in the next 2 to 3 months. So we kind of have the phones and the emails start buzzing when it gets cold. And people also around the holidays, they do tend to stay around here, I think, a lot. Not everybody, obviously. But they're still thinking. It's almost like, let me treat myself to a gift of travel during the holiday season, make the commitment, and then do the travel in 2025. What do you think, hon?
I think that cruises have become very popular. You used to be able to book a cruise within 1 month and get a great deal. Not so much now. I think people really have to plan for their cruises. You can get a great deal, but it's not going to be the precise cabin that you want. Most cruises are selling out now, especially to Alaska and the riverboat cruises. You really have to plan now for those almost a year to 2 years in advance. That's my best advice I can give on the cruises right now. We have people, clients who come in and they want to, I want to go in 6 months. I want to go in 2 months. I want to go with my best friend now. Well, no, we can't do that because they've already sold out on the cabins. So it's very important for our clients to know that if you're booking that cruise, that you have to plan well in advance for that now.
Plan. But if there's possibility, we also try to keep people as flexible as possible in terms of not losing their money when they put deposits down, or, you know, working through the math of the downside of what can happen if you have to change a plan.
Two quick items real quick before I let you go. How big has it been that the Myrtle Beach Airport continues to expand to nonstop destinations to help making the travel part of it a little easier for those that you work with?
The bigger trips still generally require connections, but if we can make it one connection to get to Europe, which we generally can, Delta through Atlanta, generally Charlotte, or even going up to Newark with United, Charlotte with American. I think actually, honestly, Joe, the inbound travel is where getting the nonstops makes a big deal. Mm-hmm. You get people from all over, and they can get just straight here in 2 hours or less instead of hopping in a car and spending the entire day in each direction. I think that's been a major factor for Myrtle Beach.
All right, lastly, last year we went to Disney and did a family truckster a summer vacation, a road trip all throughout the state of Florida, hit nearly every destination point that you'd want to go to. And then we went out to Hawaii, so let's cross those two off the box for next year. If I were to give you a price point, a few things that we enjoy, whether it be the temperature, hiking or activities, amenities, attractions. If I were to just throw that all at you, would you surprise, and my wife would be like, no, we're not doing this, but would you surprise us with some sort of creation of yourself in terms of, hey, this is option A, B, or C maybe, and we will really customize this trip for you?
That's generally the approach. I mean, to be clear about what we do. A lot of the turnkey kinds of trips that Melissa plans, our fee is strictly a commission. There's no upcharge. You'd be paying the same thing if you booked it on yourself, and why not use our expertise? But then there's the other type of trip where we do have to charge a service fee for our time. But you get that really one-to-one, I get to understand, or Melissa will do those too, what your experience, what your desired experience is, and try to deliver. And some of it is the level of amenity relative to budget. Do you want to spend a lot of money on activities? You don't care if you have a relatively Spartan room, or do you need to be at the top hotel on a corner suite on a floor, that kind of thing. So we really take the time to understand what it is that will make that experience memorable. And our tagline is what?
Let's make memories.
Well, let's make memories with My Journey Begins Travel. Their website, again, myjourneybeginstravel.com, our featured business as part of our local business spotlight here this morning. Thanks to Ron Ofer and Melissa Beers for stopping by. I know, Ron, we'll catch up here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I'll be seeing you soon with a great local business to bring on with SCORE.
Yeah, loving all the work that you do over with SCORE and the assistance that you provide to some of our small business owners in the area. Guys, have a great weekend. Ron, we'll catch up. Melissa, it was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.